Title: Foley Whooshes for Understated Movement Advanced. Alright, in this lesson we're going after one of the most powerful, low-key tools in drum and bass, understated whooshes. Not big EDM risers, not look-at-me sweeps. I mean the kind of movement you feel more than you hear. The stuff that makes a roller feel like it's breathing, makes a drop hit harder, and makes edits sound intentional instead of stitched together. We're doing this in Ableton Live using stock devices, and we're building a reusable whoosh rack with two layers, an air layer for width and motion, and a body layer for character that still reads on small speakers. Before we touch devices, quick mindset shift, think transient choreography, not riser design. The best understated whoosh often has a tiny bit of articulation, like a little start click or end tick that tells your ear something moved. If it's just smooth filtered noise, it can turn into generic background FX. We want it to feel physical. Step 0, pick the right Foley. For the air layer, you want things like cloth swipes, a jacket sleeve, paper flicks, a controlled plastic bag movement that's not crinkly, even light mic handling if it's clean. For the body layer, choose something that implies an object moving. Keys, sticks, zipper moves, small metal, plastic creaks. Zippers are especially good because they naturally sound like a pass-by. If you're recording, do multiple takes at different speeds. DNB repetition exposes copy-paste instantly, so give yourself variety from the start. Now step 1. Prep the Foley and arrangement. Create an audio track and name it Foley Whoosh SRC. Drop your Foley clip in. Turn warp on. For most Foley, set warp mode to Complex Pro. If it's short and percussive, try texture instead. Then set the seg BPM so when you stretch it, it doesn't feel like it's fighting the project tempo. And here's a workflow move that saves time. Find a good region and consolidate it. Command J or Control J. Now you're working with one clean clip you can duplicate and manipulate without chaos. Step 2. Build the air layer. This is movement without drawing attention. Create a new audio track called Whoosh AIR. Put an audio effect rack on it if you like, but for now just build the chain. First, auto filter. Set it to high pass, either 12 dB or 24 dB per octave. Start the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, roughly 0.7 to 1.2, but be careful. If it whistles, you've gone too far. Leave the envelope off. We're going to automate it manually, because in DNB, automation is the groove. Next, EQ8, do a little mod cut. Bell around 250 to 450, down maybe 2 to 6 dB, moderate Q, around 1.2. If it's spitty or harsh, do a light cut somewhere in the 3 to 6K zone. Keep this subtle. Remember, felt, not heard. Then utility, push the width to around 120 to 160%, so it wraps around the mix. But enable bass mono and set it around 200 Hz. We do not want wide low frequencies in DNB, it makes the whole track feel unstable. Now reverb, quality on high, decay short, 0.6 to 1.6 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 9K, dry slash wet maybe 8 to 18%. The reverb is not the effect, it's the glue. Optional, add a compressor for control, ratio 2 to 1, attack 15 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150 ms. You're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of reduction on peaks. This is just to keep it behaved. Now the important part. Automation. For an up whoosh, automate the auto filter frequency rising. For a down whoosh, falling. Typical DNB phrase lengths. Half a bar before a fill. One bar into a drop. Two bars into a switch up. But the longer you go, the more subtle it has to be. Let's do a concrete example. One bar up whoosh. Start the filter around 300 Hz and end around 6.5 kHz. But don't draw it as a straight line. Linear sweeps often feel EDM. Instead, do a slow start and a fast finish, so urgency ramps up right near the moment you want impact. In Ableton, you can draw that curve with automation shaping, or just stack a couple of breakpoints near the end so it accelerates. Step 3. Build the body layer. This is character and readability. Duplicate your source clip to a new track called Whoosh Body. Start at the clip level. Transpose. For heavier pass-by, try pitching down 12 to 24 semitones. For a lighter zip, try pitching up around 7 semitones. There's no rule. You're choosing the physical implication. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Flux 10 to 25%. This is a sweet spot for that smeared object moving vibe without turning it into a synth sweep. Now add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. soft clip-on, and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Saturation here is about density and audibility, not aggression. Add auto filter next. A bandpass is great for body. Automate the bandpass frequency. For example, 200 Hz up to 2K Hz, depending on the sound. Resonance can be 1.0 to 1.6, but again, watch the whistle. If it starts sounding like a sci-fi laser, back off. Optional but very on-brand for DNB. Add echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 timing, feedback 10-25%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 6-8K. Keep dry/wet low, like 6-14%. You want a hint of rhythmic tail, not a delay line. Finish with utility. Width around 80-120%. If it starts fighting your snare, here's a quick fix. Reduce width a bit and consider dipping 2-5K slightly with EQ. That's snare territory. Key idea check. The body layer should feel like a tone passing by, not a dramatic sweep. It's the mass moving through the space. Step 4. Glue them and add macro control. Group whoosh air and whoosh body. Command G or Control G. Now you've got a whoosh group. You can put an audio effect rack on the group and map macros, or you can map across devices within the group. Either way, set up a few performance controls that make variations fast. Here's a solid macro set. Length. Instead of trying to map clip length, map reverb decay on the air layer and echo feedback on the body layer. That gives you the perceived length and tail without re-editing audio constantly. Brightness. Map the key filter frequencies, the auto filter cutoff on the air, and the bandpass center on the body. This becomes your momentum knob. Grit. Map saturator drive on the body. If you want extra texture, add redux very subtly, like downsample 1.2 to 1.8 with dry/wet 3-8%. Or, if you want grit without fizzy digital artifacts, use erosion in noise mode at a very low amount, maybe 0.2 to 1.0, frequency 2 to 6K, then low pass likely after. Stereo, map utility width. Let the air go wider, keep the body more conservative so you have a solid center. Tail, map reverb dry/wet from about 8% up to maybe 22%. Pitch, easiest method is multiple body clips with different transposes, but if you've got shifter available, you can map pitch from about minus 12 down to minus 24 semitones at 100% mix. When you like it, save it as a preset. Name it something you'll actually reuse, like DNB understated Foley whoosh. Now step 5, sidechain. This is mix discipline. On the whoosh group, put a compressor at the end. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or your kick and snare group. Ratio around 3-1. Attack 1-5 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms, and actually time this to the groove. Adjust threshold so you get 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. This is what keeps the whoosh present between hits, but politely stepping out of the way on impact. That's the whole felt not heard trick. If your whoosh has low mid weight that messes with the sub, you can do a second duck from the sub, but only if you truly need it. Most of the time, high pass and discipline solves it. Extra coach tip. Level calibration in context, fast. Temporarily, put a limiter on the whoosh group with ceiling at minus 1 dB and no gain. Bring the whoosh group fader up until the limiter just flickers on the loudest moments, then pull the fader down 6 to 10 dB. Remove the limiter. This gets you into that felt zone quickly without second guessing. Now step 6, arrangement placements that feel rolling. First placement, pre-snare fill lift. Put a half bar up whoosh right before a snare fill. Keep it mostly mid and high so it doesn't cloud the fill. And consider starting it slightly off-grid, like on the end of 2, if your drums are dense. Off-grid starts can create motion without stacking on hats and ghost notes. Second placement, call and response with bass stabs. After a bass stab, add a tiny down whoosh, like the bass just passed by and left air behind. This is especially effective in techie minimal rollers where there's space. Third placement, drop reinforcement without a big riser. Instead of one huge ramp, use two understated whooshes. Two bars before the drop, a short half bar lift. One bar before the drop, a slightly longer one bar lift. But keep it quiet and keep it ducking hard right at the drop. This gives momentum without telegraphing. Fourth placement, jungle break transitions. Put a down whoosh right after a chopped break turnaround to smooth the edit. Pitch the body layer down for that tape swoop vibe, and keep the tail short so you don't smear the next break hit. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the trap. Mistake 1. Too loud. If you notice it in a roller, it's probably too loud. Start ridiculously low, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB, and sneak it up. Mistake 2. Too much low mid. Folio often has hidden thumps. High pass aggressively. DNB subs need space. Mistake 3. Overly long reverb tails. Long tails smear groove and reduce punch. Understated means short. Mistake 4. Wide low frequencies. Always mono the bass range with utility. Mistake 5. The same whoosh every 8 bars. Make 3 to 5 variations and rotate. Now a couple advanced upgrades. Direction swaps without new samples. Duplicate the clip and reverse one copy. Crossfade them with clip fades. Now you can alternate up and down movement with the same tonal world, which keeps the track coherent. Micro variations that don't sound randomized. Every 8 bars change one small thing. Body transpose plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. Grain size up 5 milliseconds. Reverb predelay up 5 to 10 milliseconds. Auto filter resonance up by 0.1. Tiny changes. Big results. Try a shadow whoosh. Make a second whoosh that's 12 dB quieter, shorter, darker. Place it an eighth note or a quarter note after the main whoosh. It sounds like physical follow-through, like cloth settling. And here's a really musical one. Tempo-locked movement using autopan, but not as tremolo. On the air layer, add autopan with rate at half a bar or 1 bar, phase at 0 degrees, amount 10 to 25%. That creates gentle lateral drift sync to phrasing. One more mix pro move. Keep the whoosh out of snare presence without dulling everything. Do a dynamic snare safe notch using stock tools. Put EQ8 on the whoosh group with a bell at about 3.5 kHz, Q around 2. After it, put a compressor keyed from the snare or drum bus. Set it so when the snare hits, the whoosh ducks slightly. Then, if you want extra control, map that EQ bell gain to a macro and automate it down a touch during snare heavy bars. Net result. The whoosh speaks when there's space and disappears when the snare needs the spotlight. Also do a quick mono compatibility check. Put utility last on the whoosh group and toggle width from 100% to 0%. If the whoosh vanishes in mono, your air layer is two side only. Bring some mid back and with less extreme width, or a touch more body. Now the 15-minute practice exercise. Pick two Foley samples, one airy like cloth, and one clicky like keys or zipper. Build the air and body layers with the chains we made. Create three whooshes. First, a half bar up whoosh for pre-fill tension. Second, a 1 bar down whoosh for post-stab pass-by. Third, a 2 bar subtle rise for pre-drop, but keep it super quiet. Place them in a 32-bar roller. This audio version is shortened for playback.